stone from the quarry was being taken over to Consett, wasn't it, for the steelworks?
Yes.
For making, and obviously then on to Tyneside for Vickers, for tanks and guns and things.
Yes.
And that would have been how it got there, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yes, off this line.
Yes.
So, very important.
Oh, yes. And, you know, they were all steam engines, and as soon as one went, there was another coming into the link. Mm. All time. And I remember Billy's father coming up, and he said, "Them engines are strained to bits," he said.
Well, this is why the railways were in such a mess at the end of the war, wasn't it? They'd been absolutely flogged to pieces.
Yes. He said there'd be no good when the war was finished.
Yes.
But anyway, along come diesel and they weren't needed, and you see, them engines all went for scrap.
Yes.
Didn't they?
Apart from the few that come up now. Yes. Were any of your family in the army? Or abroad?
No, you see, we've been on farming.
You were all reserved occupationists. Yes. And presumably the railway jobs were reserved, wouldn't they? And the quarry would have been.
I had to go. When I came here, and I got my calling up papers.
Did you?
Yes. Because, you see, there was Billy's mother here and his sister.
Mm.
There was too many of us.
Yes.
But anyway, the Billy's sister went to work at Weathercourt so as I could stay.
Ah, yes. What would you have had to have done, or did you not know? They would just have sent for you and...
Just went to Skipton, you see.
Mm, and they could have sent you off...
Well, they could have sent me anywhere.
In the Wrens or in a munition factory.
And I remember, I'll tell you who went with me... Jeff Morfitt's wife.
Yes.
Didn't you know
Jeff Morfitt, no.
No, well, it was his wife that went with me. She was one that was called.
Really? Mm. Yes. Mm. Mm. But I bet there was enough to do, really, on the farm, wasn't
there?
Oh,
yes. Mm. Mm.
So how many men were working on the farm?
Well, we used to have to take my brother. You see, they allocated your amount of men you had to have according to your acreage. Mm. And you see, my father had two sons at home and he hadn't enough acreage to keep them both there. So to keep my youngest son, brother, get him off, he came here one day a week.
Yes.
To relieve us. We could have had three men, you see.
I see, and you just have Billy and his father.
No, we had another man. We had a hired man.
Yes.
But in the middle at height at war, we'd have three men.
Yes.
With my brother coming. Mm. We must have had two, you say.
Yes.
It was a hard time, you know. For
And when was your first child born? During the war?
Oh, no, yes. Came in 41, she was born in 42,
yes.
A year after.
So that would have released you from anything they might have sent you off to do, wouldn't it? Being a mum was a good excuse.
Yes. Yes, and they used to, a man used to come every week, he did take Horton round, and he'd collect your shoes and wanted repairing. Mm. And the beginning of the week, and he'd come at the end of the week to with them back again.
Yes.
And I remember when D-Day was, you know, I was left on my own, as it happened. Billy used to go into Scotland, you see, to buy cows. Mm. And he had to go. And this man came this morning, and he says, "They've gone." Well, I didn't know what he meant. And that was first of May, knowing that they'd gone on D-Day.
D-Day, yes. Did you not have a radio?
I don't think I must have had time to listen much.
No.
But that was how I got to know. It was a rather funny feeling.
Yes. Mm. Did you have a daily newspaper?
Not then.
No. No. So did you see a newspaper at all?
Weekly, Craven Herald.
The Craven Herald, yes. How did that come? Did you have to go and fetch it?
Postman,
yes. Mm. So you got the news from the Craven Herald?
Yes, the local news, yes.
But
indeed.
You didn't really get national news?
No.
Except when somebody came and told you?
Well, you could listen, you listened to radio, you know, at night, you know.
Yes.
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 You remember listening to radio at first?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I remember, well, we used to have the news bulletins on regularly.
Yes.
Two or three times a day,
yes.
Really, to hear what was happening.
Yes.
And then also, it was terribly important for keeping you cheerful, wasn't it?
Well, it was,
programmes like Tommy Handley.
Yes.
And... you know, the comedy programmes that sort of kept everybody's morale up.
Yes.
Because it was all a very depressing time.
It was, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Then there used to be a man gave recipe every morning, wasn't there?
Oh, that's right.
What did they call him?
Well, there wasn't it around that time that they used to have the radio doctor telling people how to keep healthy?
It was, yes.
And we used, I remember a recipe that was called Walton Pie, because Lord Walton was the Minister of Food
wasn't
and
he?
They used to come out with these recipes for, as I say, putting carrots instead of sugar in your puddings and so on, and using beans and things that we didn't really, weren't really very knowledgeable about, and lentils and so on.
Yes.
But the radio was as much a lifeline as the television is now, wasn't it?
It was your lifeline news.
So, you didn't have any family who were wounded or killed or anything? No.
No.
But,